Gentlemen, we can make a radio show every bit as good as the Japanese.
Oh, yes, of course.
We have sound effects. We have an accordion. We have a deep-voiced announcer.
Yes, of course. The finest.
Gentlemen, I'm not looking for yes-men here.
Oh, no.
Well, what do they have that we don't have?
Airbags, Mr. Iacocca.
Airbags?
Yes, sir, airbags. If you hit another radio show, you're protected.
Well, then, I want airbags on this show. Gentlemen, the truth is the truth, and that means something. Whoa, look out!
Riders Radio Theater is on the air!
Yo-lay-yo, it's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yo-lay-yo-lay-yay. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride a rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airways once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats.
That's me.
Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth.
Ooh.
This is Texas Big Spinner inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're going to ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're going to hoot and holler at the moon. Yodel-ay-you, every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you, with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now, with the 2,374th performance of their adult-painted career, here are Riders in the Sky!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. Thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the man who sold a million baby chicks over border radio, the man considered the knee plus ultra of radio announcers. And thanks to you here in the historic Emory Theater and to those of you gathered in gay profusion around your radio dials. We are Riders in the Sky, and we begin with the man to my left, your right, the man known as the sine qua non of cowboy comedians, Too Slim.
Yes, some.
I'm Ranger Doug, idol of American youth, the summum bonum of cowboy yodelers, and Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, in hoc signo winkis. And finally, our orchestra under the direction of Joey, the cow polka king, who put the womp bop a loo bop shabop bam boom back in the accordion. There we are. Normally we start with a rollin', rompin', snortin', stompin', frisky, frolicsome song of the West. And today is no exception. Bob Nolan's Cody of the Pony Express.
In every corner of this land they boast of men so bold, of Captain Blood and Mr. Mud, England's kings of old. Why, every place I've ever been, they think their man's the best. So listen while I introduce a bold man from the West.
A thunderbolt's bust and then a big cloud of dust, and out rides Cody of the Pony Express. Toting the mail beside him, he's got the trail to guide him, Cody of the Pony Express.
Now the Indians wait by the canyon's gate to take Bill by surprise, but they'll never beat the Mustang feet of the fastest horse alive. Over the rim, he's running, racing the wind, he's coming, Cody of the Pony Express.
Dash, down, get up, Cody!
Say, I once saw Cody fight his way through 1,000 bad outlaws.
Riding on a 2-ton buffalo back, he scattered them like straws. He took a half hitch in a buffalo's tail and swung him round and round. Said, step up close, you wild galoots, and I'll mow you down.
A thunderbolt's bust, and then a big cloud of dust, and out rides Cody of the Pony Express. Toting the mail beside him, he's got the trail to guide him, Cody of the Pony Express.
Now the outlaws wait by the canyon's gate to take Bill by surprise, but they'll never beat the Mustang feet of the fastest horse alive.
Over the rim, he's running, racing the wind, he's gone. gentleman Cody of the Pony Express. Cody of the Pony Express.
Yes, neighbors, music may be the food of love, but commercials put gravy on the taters. Here's world-renowned bovine psychologist, Dr. Woody Paul.
Friends, I'm willing to bet my PhD in theoretical animal husbandry that at some point in your life, you've gazed upon a herd of cows and said, "What can they be thinking? Are they as dumb as a stump? Or are they playing possum, and behind those vacant brown eyes is the whizzing intellect of a shorthorn Einstein?" Well, take it from me. Still waters can run mighty deep. And to help you plumb the depths of bovine brain power, I've developed a revolutionary window to the souls of your cow companions. The mood nose ring. Yep, the mood nose ring. Just clip it to the nose of the cow you're curious about. Wait a few seconds until it adjusts to a nasal base temperature, and boy howdy, you got that cow figured out. I include a handy waterproof color chart to help you decipher your cow's moods. Mood ring green.
More feed for a scene. That's a hungry critter.
Mood ring blue.
Trouble in view. This cow's bummed out. Try gentle encouragement and hugging.
Mood ring red.
Hormone hurricane ahead. Mating season, batting down the fences.
Mood ring yellow.
Scared of the fellow.
Uh-oh.
Yes, a new bull can shake up the most complacent pasture.
Mood ring black?
Cow's about to crack. Cow depression needs to be dealt with pronto. You better notify your local cow dependency counselor.
Mood ring pastel pink.
Sprouts, I would think.
Uh-huh.
Lighten up the diet with a new age twist.
Mood ring brown?
Turn that cow around. Time to step up the prune dispenser.
Yes, the Woody Paul mood nose ring is available at finer mercantiles and shooting scoots everywhere for only $9.99. Only $9.99. Isn't that a small price to pay to know what a cow is thinking? Mood ring gray?
Buy a bunch today.
Mood ring glow, and back to our show. And it's now time for the insanely popular feature, Letters to Ranger Doug.
Well, just in time, too, Texas Picks Bender. I think I hear the Pony Express rider coming now.
Ah, must be Cody.
Yeah, here he comes.
Oh, he's throwing the mail sack. Wow. I guess the light bulbs came.
Yeah. Well, 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 well. What little treasure has a loyal listener sent in this week, Deuce?
Well, here's one, Ranger Doug.
Uh-huh.
Let me get it open here. It says here, dear Ranger Doug, idol of American youth, we listen to you on WPLN in Nashville, Tennessee. Riders Radio Theater is mighty big around our ranch. Our kids would rather listen to you than pull hairballs out of the drain. They even said that. Wow, I guess. Our second favorite album is your kids' album, Saddle Pals. Could you please do a kids' song from that album on your show? We'll be listening in Lynchburg, the Chenille family, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Well, thanks to the Chenille family for writing. We're working on a brand new kids album, and fellas, what do you say we try one of the new songs?
Well, great, Ranger Doug. Those old hairballs will have to wait.
I guess they will. Thank you very much, then. Here's one for kids of all ages, one we're trying out, something about a face, I believe.
That's called Face the Music, Ranger Doug. 2, 3, 4.
I am the cowboy that's known as Old Too Slim. And when they see me riding by, they say, "Yep, that's him. He can sing and varmint dance and play the bunkhouse bass. But what he does the very best is play his face." Play it, Slim. I learned it many years ago when I was just a kid. I'd get to feeling cheeky, and this is what I did. I'd slap a little rhythm, I didn't feel like waiting. And after that, I couldn't quit, it was so invigorating. Jingle bells. You don't need it.
Oh yeah, thank you.
If you have a tune to play you really like a lot, you don't need an instrument, just use the one you've got. It's right between your hair and chin, remember what I said. You can play a happy tune if you just use your head. How about it?
How about Dixie? Roll out the barrel.
Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WVXU. This program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Saddle Pals. We'll be right back. Here's a little of the Woody Paul Western theme, number 17. Welcome back, buckaroos and buckarettes. You're listening to Riders Radio Theater. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 4 of the exciting Western melodrama, Rocket Rustler. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, when a UFO crashed in the middle of Nowhere Canyon in Tumbleweed Valley, it landed on a familiar 300-pound doofus named Charlie. The crash was tracked by a top-secret section of the Pentagon, and immediately a mysterious team called the Extractors was sent out to recover the UFO and take it and Charlie to Fort Wiley, the last cavalry outpost in the U.S. Army. There, Captain A. Weldon Rumprost and his men were charged with guarding them until further notice. Thus it was that when Riders in the Sky arrived on the scene of the crash the next morning, they found nothing. Meanwhile, A. Swinburne Slocum, the Prince of Villains, was brought back to the Tumbleweed Valley Jail to serve out his sentence for stealing Australian diamonds in our previous serial. And now episode 4, entitled, This Is It. In the wee hours of the morning, the night of the big UFO crash, Corporal Buzz O'Toole, the only non-commissioned, non-accordion playing officer at Fort Wiley, is on guard duty. He is charged with guarding with his life the top secret object from space brought by the Extractors and the civilian doofus it landed on.
What was that? It's the doofus. He's coming too.
Oh, shut up, twerp.
What?
Where am I? Who are you?
Corporal Buzz O'Toole, United States Cavalry. And you are at Fort Wiley, the last outpost.
Yeah? Well, what's that thing over there?
I don't need to know, and you don't need to know either.
Well, that makes it easy, don't it? Hey, who bandaged me up?
The Extractors. Oops.
Who?
Never mind. I didn't say anything. I don't know. We don't need to know.
Shut up, twerp.
That's the best thing for me to do. Thank you.
Don't mention it. Be seeing you, pinhead.
Hey, halt! Or I'll shoot. You're in protective custody. You can't leave here.
Oh, yeah? How long are you gonna keep me here?
I don't know, and I don't need to know. Maybe forever.
Why?
You know too much.
Come again?
You know too much.
Me?
Yes.
This is a first. I've waited 108 episodes for this one.
111.
Thanks. Hey, twerp,
Won't your shoelaces get you in trouble if an officer comes in here?
My shoelaces?
Yeah, they're untied.
My shoelaces are untied?
You bet they are. Look and see.
I'm always spick and span, neat and tidy. Yeah. I can't believe my shoelaces could ever be untied.
Look and see.
Well, I guess I better. Don't you try anything while I'm doing it. I'll just look real quick. Okay, here I go. Ow!
So long, sucker.
Wasting no time, Charlie steals a horse property of the U.S. government and gallops off into the night.
Ah, giddy up there. Come on.
2 hours later, in the pre-dawn darkness, he reaches the outskirts of Tumbleweed City.
Whoa, whoa there. Whoa, darn it. Oh, I gotta find something to eat. What's that smell? Oh, my favorite, sugar and boiling grease. I gotta get some of that. I'll leave the horse here and slip down the alley so I don't wake anybody up.
With a cat-like grace of the born doofus, Charlie follows his nose and glides into the deep alley darkness, flitting from shadow to shadow with poetic clumsiness.
Ow. Ow! Ooh! Ow! Ow! Out of my way! Ow! Hey!
Meanwhile, in the kitchen of Prudence Johnson's Darlin' Donut Shop, as she does every morning at 4 a.m., Prudence Johnson is taking her first batch of fresh donuts out of a big kettle of boiling grease.
Get the jelly gun ready, Freddy.
Ready to do, Prue.
Okay, fill him full of jelly lead, Fred.
My aim is true, Prue.
Okay, that does it for the jelly bellies. I'll put them in the window to cool while you get started on the sugar-coated H-bombs.
Will do, Prue.
With the window open, the vibrant aroma of sugar and hot grease draws our starving 300-pound doofus like a magnet.
Yeah.
And soon his stealthy tread is heard closing in on the object of his desire.
Ow! Ow. Hey, here they are. I'll just take the whole tray and get out of here before someone comes back to check on them.
As Charlie craftily crashes off into the night,
ow!
Back at Fort Wiley, Corporal Buzz O2 is just coming to.
Oh, what happened? Last thing I remember, I was bending over to tie my shoes and whap! The doofus is gone! I've got to report this to Captain Ruckrose!
Quickly, O2 makes his way to his captain's quarters.
Captain Ruckrose! Captain Ruckrose, sir! Captain Ruckrose!
What is it, Corporal O2?
Shoot me, sir!
Don't tempt me, O2.
I have failed you, sir!
What are you talking about, soldier?
Sir, the doofus has escaped!
What? How did that happen?
I'm not exactly sure, sir. He told me my shoelaces were untied, and when I bent over to tie them, whap! The lights went out.
Let me get this straight, O2. You thought your shoelaces were untied.
Yes, sir.
Well, it looks to me like they still are, soldier.
Huh?
Look and see.
Yes, sir. Ow! Why'd you do that, sir?
O2, you're not wearing shoes. You're wearing boots.
I am?
Look and see.
Yes, sir. Ow! Oh, I get the picture, sir.
Get back on guard duty.
Yes, sir, but what about that doofus, sir?
He is not government property, O2. The other thing is. Get back there and guard it with your life.
Yes, sir.
And this time, Corporal, no slip-ups.
No, sir.
No mistakes.
No, sir.
No untied shoelaces.
Where, sir? Ow! Oh, ouch.
This goes on for
ow!
Some time. Meanwhile, back in Tumbleweed City, the initiator of Corporal O2's discomfort, Jelly Bellies in hand, is making his way as panther-like as he can down the alley behind the Tumbleweed County Jail.
Oh! Oh! Get out of the way, you little
and as everyone knows, snakes are light sleepers, so it should come as no surprise that a certain pencil-thin mustache venomous villain is aroused from his jail cell slumber by Charlie's passage.
Oh, dumb, gun it!
What's going on out there?
Who's there?
Psst, Charlie, over here.
Slocum, Slocum, is that you?
Yeah, of course it's me. Come on over here by these barred windows.
Hey, Slocum, what's new?
Hey, what you got there, Charlie?
Oh, jelly bellies. I swiped them.
Jelly bellies, huh? Well, let's divvy them up.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, 50-50. We're partners, right?
Right, yeah, partners.
Well, looks like you got about 2 dozen there, so what's 2 into 24? 2 into 24. It's long division, Charlie. 2 into 2 goes 1.
Yeah.
2 into 4 goes 2.
Yeah.
1 plus 2, right?
Yeah.
1 and 2 is 3.
Right.
Now, let me reach through the bars here, so you get 3, and I get the rest.
Now, these are good.
Wait a minute. Slocum, how come you get all those and I just get these three?
It's long division, Charlie.
I get it. You're using the new Iraqi math, huh?
Yeah, right. So what have you been up to, Charlie, besides stealing Jelly Bellies, I mean? Where'd all the bandages come from?
Oh, I got hit by this comet last night.
Oh, yeah? Did you get the license number?
Huh?
The comet's license number, did you get it? You know, you don't see many of those comets on the road anymore.
Well, it's not a car, boss. Huh? It was a real comet or something a lot like one.
What? Charlie, I saw that thing from the window of the Con airplane that brought me here. Yeah. That thing was a UFO.
Yeah, whatever it was, it crashed on me, and these guys in white suits, rubber suits with big X's on the R's come around and got me and the UFO and took us both to Fort Wiley.
What?
I passed out for a while, and when I come to, me and the UFO was in this guard room, see, and I beaned that stupid corporal who was guarding me and come to town and stole the Jelly Bellies. Well, here I am.
Well, that's some night, Charlie.
Right.
Say, wait a minute. You say those guys who came and got you were wearing rubber suits with big X's on the arms?
Right.
Charlie, I was just reading about those guys in Jane's Guide to Secret Military Organizations. Those guys are who the Pentagon sends out when one of their top secret space missions lands in the wrong place.
Yeah?
Yeah. We gotta get our hands on whatever it is. I bet they'd pay a nice piece of change to get it back. If they won't, somebody else will. Listen, tonight at midnight, you're gonna sneak back into that fort, bop that corporal again, and steal whatever it is, and hide it in the desert. We're back in business again, partner.
Right, partner.
What new terrors will these partners in crime unleash? What is it that Charlie plans to steal at midnight? Will Corporal O2 be able to meet the challenge of the doofus? The answers to these questions cannot be found in any of Jane's military hardware books. They can only be found right here, same time, same station, next week in episode 5 of Rocket Rustlers, entitled The Doofus Strikes at Midnight. It's flabbergasting, perplexing, dumbfounding melodrama you won't want to miss, and it's coming only to this, Theater of the Mind. And now here again are Riders in the Sky. Enjoy the Cowpoke King.
Thank you, Texas Vix Bender. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This time of the show is the time we usually do our Classic of the West. And we'd like to send our Classic of the West out to little Harry Phillips of Fairfield, Ohio, who listens to us over our mother of all stations, WVXU, right here in Cincinnati. Our classic today is Sierra Nevada.
Trail I'm riding, bring an end to all her sighs.
For this
this time I'm coming back to stay. Way up high in Sierra Nevada, clouds drift by my true love and me. Way up high.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. Tune in same time, same station next week for another thrilling adventure of Riders Radio Theater. Until we meet again.
So long, saddle pals.
So good to see ya.
Farewell, saddle pals.
We really hate to leave ya, but the dogies are a-blowin'. Roundup time is nigh. A prairie moon is calling from a starry western sky.
So farewell, saddle pals.
Our parting brings us sorrow.
On down the trail,
find a bright tomorrow. Keep those faces smiling round your home corral.
So until we meet again, goodbye, saddle pals.
The cast and guests of Riders Radio Theater bunk at the Quality Hotel Central in Norwood, Ohio. For more information on Riders in the Sky, Two Slim's Mercantile, or Riders in the Sky International Fan Club, write to Riders in the Sky, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee 37189. Riders Radio Theater was conceived, written, and directed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Vic Spender. Our production foreman is Campfire Burt. Our sound effects wrangler is Big Zeno Klinker. For WVXU, the executive producer is J.C. Doc King. Producer Lasso and Larry Ashcraft. Coordinating producer Chuck Wagonmaster Ingram. Chief engineer Jamboree J. Crawford. Recording director Gallopin' George Zahn. Sound effects Honcho Winchester Jim Springfield. And our stage manager, Solid L. Ron Esposito. This is Texas Big Spender saying so long, Saddle Pals. We'll see you next week on Riders Radio Theater.
This is the VXU Radio Network.